You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. I got Maestro Mark back in with me because, you know, once a month, right before the Melbourne Community Orchestra plays, Mark comes in and we just get together because this is sort of like our meeting before the storm because we do this together. It's a joint venture. Listen, welcome everybody out there in Radioland listening, or if you're listening on your phones or however you're listening here to WWBC. Please, 321-437-1567. You can be giving me comments through the whole thing. I do look at them, and we'll address any issues you have. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so much fun to be here. I just look so forward to this. But it seems like every time I come up here, there's something with the weather or something
wacky. So that's
what
I'm saying. Was it fun driving here?
Oh, my gosh.
Because let me tell you, people were pulled off the side of the road. We had one of our Danny, I think you told me it's like, the winds are blowing like hurricane force through your ceiling.
Oh boy!
Yeah, the no, you really couldn't see in front of you in Vera.
No, there were people pulled
over.
Crazy. You know, it's,
yeah.
You know, all the people who are not natives,
who
don't understand how to get through this, right?
That's right.
And I'm looking at my watch and saying, "Oh my gosh, I gotta text Kim."
No, for some reason, goodness. By the grace of God, we always make it here 1 minute before. I have sat in this seat 1 minute before and just went, "Here we go." People think we come in here and we like talk about what we're gonna say on the show.
Have a cup of coffee, relax.
Oh no, that's not happening. We're lucky if we get to go to the bathroom before we start. It's like, hold on, hold the phones.
Sure.
Well, welcome back to the studio. You know, this is the Kim and Mark hour every time before the orchestra. For those listening, not your ordinary concession, I always say, not your ordinary orchestra either. Tell us about it, Mark. What do we got in store this week?
We've got an American road trip this week.
Okay, so
we're going to take you for a ride in the car. Remember those rides when you were kids and you had to sit in the back seat, no air conditioning. Me growing up, no air conditioning.
Of the Woody, the station wagon with the wood sides.
And I sat behind my mother. My father always drove, and I sat behind my mother. And the reason I sat there was, as my father was trying to grab me with one hand on the steering wheel, I was just out of his reach. If I pressed myself up against that car door,
that's hilarious.
So
many road trips I took. In fact, my kids have been to 48 states.
Oh, that's
neat. We've truly gotten in a vehicle, a nice motorhome, we've just took our time. We stopped at, you know, if you were in, you know, Idaho, you were going to the potato farms. No matter what that state was famous for and we weren't in a schedule, we could stay, we could leave, we could do whatever.
Great.
And it was one of the best experiences, I think, way better than school. It was worth pulling them out of school because
took
8 months. Eight months on the road.
Yeah, for sure. And so we're going to hit different parts of the state and highlight some American composers from that part of the state.
Cool.
And it's something different than what we've done.
Yeah.
So we're really, really looking forward to it. The Brass Quintet will do a pre-show.
Okay.
Which means I got to do double duty. I got to play in that.
So for everybody listening, this is at the Melbourne Auditorium. And, you know, I say this not very often about my things. I like the events I have, but the orchestra truly is becoming my favorite. It really is because we're working on it together. We got some cool things going. You know, the orchestra runs on donations.
Totally.
It's a free concert. It's for all ages.
For sure.
And I love the little ones in there dancing. There has been this little cute little boy and girl that can't even be 3 or 4 years old, and they're dancing.
Well, there's been a big change in our audience. I mean, this is my 7th year with the group. I can't believe it's 7 years already. And we've really reached out to elementary school kids. We do that young people's concert,
okay,
where we rent out a movie theater and we play while we're showing some sort of cartoon.
Now, where do you do that at? At the Oaks?
Yeah, we've done it at the Oaks. And again, you know, we don't charge for anything. It's,
yeah,
the admission is totally
free. I wish
free.
We could do that at the auditorium.
Right.
We put a big screen in the middle.
Oh, we would
and
love
oh my
to
God, that would
I
be
mean,
awesome.
I mean, the Oaks, I mean, they give us a break, but we still pay $1,400 for the day.
So maybe we could talk to Patty. Patty, are you listening? We need a theater night. We need a theater night in there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are people in the audience have said to me, why can't we have a couple of screens up in here?
Right.
Like the churches when they live stream. And so no matter where we're sitting, we could be looking at the orchestra, we'd be looking at your face.
And I sort of like that, Mark.
I'm not sure they want to see my face. Well, yes, they do.
No, I always say I got a face for radio, not for TV.
Well, speaking of my face, all of a sudden I've got these members of the orchestra rehearsals with their little phones out, and I'm popping up all over Instagram.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, when I'm giving information, lots of times I'm singing. I was like, and it's all this gibberish coming out of my mouth that I understand.
I bet you could rap pretty well. Could you rap pretty well?
Hey, I'm from the inner city. You know, I'm just saying.
Tell the audience where you're from.
I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. 15 minutes subway ride outside of Manhattan. So
that's pretty cool.
We're in Manhattan a lot.
So
that was pretty cool.
Let me ask you, because my favorite is when you do the shows, you know, like the pirate show.
Oh, the May Mystery Show. Let me tell you something. That went over like gangbusters.
So that's the thing. This is when people think they're going to the orchestra. They're thinking like the old days, Beethoven, and, you know, just where they're sitting there. People are laughing in the audience.
Well,
there's comedy.
I tried to engage the audience.
Yes.
I mean, it's this little repartee back and forth with members of the audience.
Oh, my gosh. And the one guy that comes in with you. What do we call him?
Alfie Silva. I mean, the man of a thousand
yes,
voices.
Yes, the man of a thousand voices. Just hilarious.
He did Jack Sparrow.
Oh, my God.
Jack Sparrow.
He did a great Jack Sparrow. That's what I'm saying. When I say not your ordinary orchestra, not your ordinary concession, because, I mean, tonight, I'm doing shrimp cocktail.
Nice.
I've got lots of things going for our little VIPs. And that's why I'm saying you run on donations. So all your people that give a few dollars, you put out a nice spread for them and some champagne.
Right, we do our VIP section. It's a $300 donation for the whole year.
But that's a year. That's for the whole year.
Right, and you get to come to our concerts, and of course that's all tax deductible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how we're surviving.
Right.
Things like that. But I got to throw this in here about this May Mystery, because Noelle Bearfield, our principal, flute player and general manager, she writes the script, and every year she starts saying after it's over, it's like, oh, it was so hard to do. I don't know whether I'm going to do it again next year, you know.
I bet she's already started. Come on.
Well, here's the funny thing. This is amazing. This past weekend, I went to a dance recital. My granddaughter was in a dance recital.
Oh, how cool.
And so I'm at this dance recital, and it finishes up. Oh, well, let me set this up. In the May Mystery, I was conductor. I was maestro, what I pronounce brassole. My counterpart always says, brass hole, and I always get to say, no, it's Brassoli.
Brassoli.
And then for the pirate, I was Admiral Brassoli. Of course, Captain Jack Sparrow kept calling me brass hole, and I said, no, it's Brassoli. Well, here's the funniest story with Noelle saying, I'm not sure that I have it in me to write another script. I'm at this dance recital. The recital's over. I stand up to leave, and a family of six people, grandfather down to little kid, they turn around, and the father salutes and says, Admiral Brassoli, it's so good to see you. And I was like,
that's so cool.
And so I didn't know what to say, so I said, at ease. Because they were all standing there.
Perfect.
You know,
perfect.
So I said to Noel, you know, these are people we don't even know.
Yeah.
Who just came to our concert.
Yeah.
And so we're doing things
and
that
I gotta
are sticking
tell you,
with
the
people.
Concerts are getting full. I love that people come in and say they heard about us on the radio or you guys were funny or whatever. I love that we're doing it every month because we let people know to come out tonight. Like, especially, I think the weather's going to be, you know, poopy tonight.
Right.
But we're not far away.
Not at all.
Just get in your car, come over. It's free. Maybe putting on some good food tonight. I'm cooking myself. You know, me and Darcy are in there cooking tonight. And
it's always great.
Yeah.
Always great.
Full bar.
Always
yeah.
great. Yes.
And so tell us a couple songs we can look forward to hearing tonight.
Well, we're going to be, well, since we
And the door opens again.
It'll be open at 6.
At 6.
And we start playing at 6:15.
You're going to do the pre-show.
Yes. And then mm-hmm. the show is at 7.
Okay.
Well, we've got to go through, Washington. So we've got to do the Washington Post March by John Philip Sousa.
Okay.
As we travel towards the Midwest, we're going to do the famous poem Casey at the Bat with narration. And
well, that's
the story
pretty cool.
of a story of a Midwestern
See,
baseball
different.
Team.
Something different.
Scott Joplin's The Entertainer.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, just some really cool stuff. But one of the highlights is I have a very dear friend, Dr. Bill Prince, who's retired from the University of North Florida. He has played with everybody.
Okay.
He's about 90 years old
What's
now.
He play?
He Everything.
Everything? Well, I love
He auditioned for the Buddy Rich Band back in the 60s, big jazz band.
Okay.
High-powered band. They said to him, do you want to be in the trumpet section or the saxophone section? Very unusual for somebody to do both those
yeah.
things.
Yeah. But he does. That's awesome.
I want to say he's almost 90. I think he's on his honeymoon right now.
Yeah.
You got to love it, right?
You know, I can't even make noise in a trumpet. Or, you know, I could play a saxophone, actually. Not good by any means, but I could get sound out of it.
But
I just could not get my lips or whatever right to play out of a trombone or a trumpet or any of those.
You need somebody to help you with your lips, my dear.
Because you play trumpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can help you with your lips.
What's your favorite? There you go. You heard it here. Noelle, you heard it here. Mark's going to help me with my lips. I need all the help I can get. Is that your favorite instrument to play?
Well, you know, on the undergraduate level, I was a double major, trumpet and voice. And
okay.
I just love both of those.
Yeah.
But you know something? I love the sound of a French horn.
Yeah.
And I love the sound of cellos. Oh,
okay.
My gosh, they're just beautiful sounds.
I'm still piano. I can't get past my... Piano is my favorite thing. In fact, you know, we've been checking out music in restaurants, and I have to tell you, Dijon's has a piano player in there still.
Right.
And I love to sit up at the bar.
So you didn't call me, because we're supposed to be doing our
I
road
know,
show.
We
What's
should
going
be, but
on
I
here?
I had to tell you, so I've had a whirlwind. I mean, it has been nonstop go for me for months, but I can tell you, this is a first for me, and I don't even remember how long, because I am off as of... probably about 5 o'clock on Thursday the 13th, and just 2 days away, I am off until the 27th.
Wow. You know what I love? That you're looking at a calendar that you're holding. It's not on your phone. It's
oh,
a
no.
book.
My Google Calendar has so many things on it, I can't read it because people add stuff.
Right.
And it's really not stuff I care about, but my little old school book. Look at
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah. My old school book, but... So I am off, let's just say, because I do have to do some stuff at the auditorium on the 13th. So I'm off from the 14th all the way through the 27th. I have some meetings in there, but other than that, and I could really, if I was going somewhere, I could have somebody go to those meetings for me. But this is a first for me.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. It's almost scary. What are you going to do? I don't know what I want to do. I don't have a clue. I was supposed to go to France.
Really?
And then things changed. People died that I was going with, and all kinds of things changed in my life. So I forgot to even renew my passport. Because on my bucket list, I want to eat a real ratatouille in France.
There you go.
Yeah. It is on my bucket list. So, you know, life's not over yet. I hope,
yeah,
you
I
know.
Wanna, I want to go back to Vienna. When I was in Vienna, I mean, there's music on every street corner. I just love it. So I need to get back there.
So what's your, when you think about music, what's the favorite thing? Like, what got you going? We never talked about that. I mean, what really, so, like, how old were you?
So my parents started trumpet lessons with me when I was in fourth grade.
In fourth grade.
And I was studying with a gentleman named John Martell, who taught at one of the private high schools, but he was an amazing trumpet player. In fact, he did solo work for Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
I mean, just a monster player. And so I was taking lessons with him before school started. So school starts, and I think I'm going to get put in the beginning band. Well, I've been already taking lessons, so the guy listens to me. He puts me in the advanced band with all the eighth graders because the school was K through 8.
Okay.
Okay. Built in 1896.
We're showing our age.
That's what was built in that year. I wasn't born. That was built. And the kindergarten, first, second, third grade were the first floor. 4, 5, 6 was the second floor, and 7, 8 was the top floor of the building.
Okay.
So I'm in there, and I remember the band director's name. His name was Roe Dijon.
Roe Dijon.
And he was European.
Okay.
And he was a violin player.
Okay. I love violin.
And I'm in fourth grade, and after the first band rehearsal, I came home. I remember this, and my parents said, "How did it go?" And I said, "It's awful." And they said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Mr. Dijon doesn't even know what he's doing. I could do it better. I'm going to become a band director."
Wow. Isn't that something?
And that's funny because then once I was in school, a music major, and I came home one day and I said to my father, my whole family's in education, and I said to my father, "Hey, the trumpet instructor wants me to be a performance major." My father says, "That's wonderful. You know, so you get to do all these performances here and there." I said, "Yeah, when you're hired." He said to me, "So if you're a performance major, can you teach?" And I said, "No, I mean, I have to get education courses and do all that." He says, "Oh, if you get a degree in music education, can you still perform?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And he looked at me and said, "So what's the question here?"
That's funny.
And, of course, I fell in love with teaching, you know, and did that forever.
You know, I actually was in the band in high school, but I didn't do anything well. So I started out a saxophone, and I really, really stunk at it. And the only reason I did that is because my brother had one.
That's the easiest instrument. For all you saxophone players out there, that's the easiest instrument.
I think I could only play House of the Rising Sun very
that's
well.
Good enough.
I wasn't good.
Because there is a house in New Orleans.
Yeah. Thank God.
They call the Rising Sun.
And then I tried drums, and I wasn't really great at that either. So then they didn't want to kick me out of the band, so they made me a drum major. So I got to dance around. I got to dance around with a baton.
Okay.
Because I could be foolish. You know, I could just jump around and look like I knew what I was doing. So, it just never stuck with me. And plus, you know, my brother, when we talk about how long have you been playing or something, he's much older than me, 4 years older. But I never remember him without a guitar, even a little kid's guitar. I never in my whole life remember him not walking around the house from the time he got up in the morning with a guitar in his hand.
Nice.
And he's still that way. Even when he comes to visit, he's got
memories.
My kids. Great memories. We went to bed in my house every night to Jeff Beck Blow by Blow album.
Oh, my goodness.
It played throughout the house every night. I don't know if I like it anymore, but it certainly is familiar. And that's just what was playing in my house every night.
We had a radio in the kitchen that played 24/7, and there were big bands and all these different things, and it was always on in the background all day, all night. I don't know why it was never turned off.
I hate that music's missing from people's homes, because in our house there's always music playing. In fact, when I go to sign into my Pandora, it'll say there's two already using it, you can't use it. The first song I ever remember being played in my house was my father playing Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. First song ever. It's the first one that actually comes back and I remember. I hated that song, though. I really did. But that's the first one I remember that was being played all the time.
Well, it's great because, you know, we listen all the time in our house.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when we were
playing. Now, what's your go-to, though, in the car? What do you listen to? What's a conductor listen to in the car?
You know something?
Everything. Me, too.
You know, I.
So Sirius, radio, FM, what do you. CDs, what do you listen to?
I'm listening to a lot of my Spotify and Apple Music.
Okay.
But I need someone to take everything that I have on Spotify and shift it over.
And I don't even know how Spotify works. But I can tell you, I have, and I just recently started doing this, is people say, "Do you want to hear my playlist?" So I've got probably 50 playlists now, because it's like, because I ask people all the time, "What do you listen to?" And they always have a playlist, and they'll just throw it at me. So now I'll be in the car, and I'll go, "Let's listen to their playlist today. Let's listen to theirs." A lot of times I'll fast forward through some, but you sort of can get to know somebody by their playlist.
Gosh, mine is so random.
Mine is really all over the place.
And now I do love Broadway musicals. I mean, that's I've done a lot of performances myself on the stage, and I just love shows. So whenever
do
a
you
new
go
show
to shows
out,
now? Still,
sure do. In fact, this past year, you know, it's up for a zillion awards. We were up in New York for Merrily We Roll Along, the Sondheim. Sondheim, my favorite music theater composer.
So we have at the Henninger Center, they're doing Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, they are.
August 16th to September 8th, the Henninger Center, Beauty and the Beast. I got to tell you, I'm going to go because I actually love the music from Beauty and the Beast.
Very nice. Henninger's also doing Sweeney Todd.
What is it they're doing?
Sweeney Todd, the Sondheim Sweeney Todd. They're doing that sometime during the season, I think.
Okay, so because this one's a little far out, August 16th to September 8th, and you know, the Henninger Center is right down in the downtown Melbourne area, Beauty and the Beast. I've loved all the stuff over there. Even I'm not a person that really loves plays, but I have to tell you, I love a comedy. I love a play. Sure. I mean, Run for Your Wife. I left and my side seriously hurt. Danny, have you been to pull your mic up, Danny. Come on. Get with the show today. But have you gone to a play? You like plays? Anywhere. Because you've got the Playhouse, okay. So I love a good play, Rent. You guys played some music from Rent one time.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great play.
When we were in New York, we also saw Pearly Victorious that had Leslie Odom Jr., who was one of the stars of the original Hamilton production.
Okay.
He was in that. In fact, I think he's nominated for Best Actor in a Play. See, and once we were up to New York this summer, well, actually, next was it, I guess, in the spring. Now we've got to watch the Tony Awards because all the shows that we saw, you know, we have a vested interest in it. Like,
that's pretty like, cool, though.
That person was really good. I hope they win.
And, you know, we've talked a million times about my brother because that's usually the awards for him are the day before, like the Academy Awards and the day before the Emmys. They have a whole music awards that people don't even know about because music's so important. But, you know, if people were at home, they'd get a little repetitious listening to all these music awards because it's a whole night where they give out awards. We do have a few things happening in Brevard. We've got June 14th, Friday Fun Days, 1 to 6 in Historic Cocoa Village. You can go onto their website, Historic Cocoa Village.
What happens during those fun days?
Now, I did have a fun day in Cocoa Village this weekend because I went to their Pride Fest.
Cocoa
Village, which was pretty cool. People were all dressed up, and it was safe there, and it was nice, and all these stores were, you know, had things out and were...
Well, you said people were all dressed.
People were dressed in rainbow.
Well, I was at, I guess it was before it was
some were,
Pride.
Some were
was,
not very dressed. Some were clad in hardly nothing.
Yeah, I was down in Key West where there wasn't much dressed for
Key,
a parade.
Of course, Key West, you're asking
way different.
For it.
Yeah.
You're asking for it. We've got a couple... I love that even coming here today, there was a pride sign, and I love that we're stopping some of the hatred. We got a little hatey all over, people just judging other people and all that, and I think all of a sudden now again, people are starting to let go of that and just let everybody be themselves, and who cares? Let's just have a good time.
We the brass quintet just did a concert on Sunday at... Cocoa Beach Community Church right there on A1A, close to Coconuts. And they've got a big rainbow flag outside their church. It's like, you know, everyone here, welcome. It was really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did a concert.
So I am glad to see it. I know the Disney days were this past week, and you didn't see about it on the news. You know, they weren't.
Normally you do.
Yes. But I mean, nobody, there was no, you know, there was nothing bad that happened because every year there's,
right.
So I'm glad to see that. But yeah, so Historic Cocoa Village was hopping this weekend. On June 16th, we've got Father's Day free admission to all dads at the Brevard Zoo. Have you been to the zoo in a while?
I was there. Well, actually about a year ago. So it's been a while. I need to get back.
Because I'm surprised you guys don't play there more often. Because they have some really cool events there now.
They do. It's always nice to get an invitation.
That's nice. You guys heard it here on What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Mark.
Pick up the phone.
That's
just
right.
Because it's you know, we do get calls, you know, so it's well, like the Cocoa Beach Community Church, I think we're going to actually set up a chamber series there where
that would be
our
cool.
groups are playing at different times.
So now everybody is volunteer even that comes in. You mm-hmm. know, they don't get paid.
Correct.
So is it hard to get them to, like, more than one day a month? I mean, how many days do you guys gather?
We rehearse every week.
Every week.
Every
okay.
week. Thursdays.
And everybody shows up?
Thursdays from 6:30 to 9:00. Understanding that life gets in the way for some
yeah.
people.
Yeah, it does for me because I have kids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if someone says, hey, you know, I'm going to miss this rehearsal. Okay, I mean,
mm-hmm.
we need them there. The last couple of rehearsals, the dress rehearsal, of course, things like that. Of course, it depends on what we're doing also.
Yeah.
As far as
right.
some of the level
of
things we're doing.
Noel's plays that are written. Yeah.
Right. You know, and
I imagine
it's interesting when you're saying seeing more kids, you know, we're going to gear our holiday concert, which is always a big winner, our mm-hmm. holiday concert.
Let's see when that is, Mark, so that we can put our calendars ahead of time here. We are, the holiday one is going to be on the 18th and 19th.
18th and 19th of December.
Of December.
Correct.
And
actually,
that's
and
our
first
show.
Concert is going to be September 4th and 5th.
Okay.
This, we have a little bit of a hiatus after this, and it's the 4th and 5th. I've got to tell you a story. I don't know whether I should.
No, it's, you should. If
well,
it's a story you're thinking about, yep.
Well, it's
say,
well.
It.
So we all know Larry. We love Larry, who sits in the front row of everything.
Okay.
And tends to yell things out.
Yeah.
Well, we went somewhere else to support another group.
Okay.
To support another group, and they were talking about what they're going to be performing next season. We're going to be doing our reveal party next month, and I'll let you know about, you know, how that's going to work.
Okay.
So for any of our VIP people, you know, we actually announce the whole season. So we went to support somebody else.
Okay.
We're in the back of the room. People are eating and drinking. Just, I'm just there.
You're just there.
Support.
Okay.
Well, our wonderful friend who goes to everything, they're talking about their season. They get to December, and he jumps up and says, how about recognizing Maestro Nelson and the Melbourne Community Orchestra? They're the only ones that can fill the Melbourne Auditorium. Nobody else can
Too
fill
funny.
The Melbourne Auditorium.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to climb under the table. I mean, my heart was pounding.
And,
because
and
it wasn't
do.
My it wasn't my gig, but as I'm under the table, I'm thinking, he's right.
Yes, we are filling it. And, you know, I mean, we've started collaborating on this. We've got great. I mean, I still want to do a dinner night, you know, show.
Oh,
and
we really need
to
discuss
that. Yes.
You know, our board is so progressive.
And I have to tell you, we've had more than 1,000 people now while we've been talking through the, you know, the months saying, please let us know when you have that dinner show. So, I mean, there's things that people want. And I always will put back, you know, because I answer every text that comes in, 321-437-1567. You might not get it back today or tomorrow, but I definitely will text back because they'll say, you know, when would you have it? Where would you have it? What day? So I'll ask them, what day is good for you?
Right.
You know, Sundays. Sundays are a good day for a dinner show.
Really?
Yes. They like Sunday afternoon.
I mean, this is something that you and I need to talk more about. Of course, with the boss, too. We need to sit down because Noel has a great mind for
mm-hmm.
planning, things like that. But I think that would be a great thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, again, with our board that's just doing so many great things, you know, we would like to, not necessarily on New Year's Eve, but we would eventually like to do a big ball.
Oh, that would be cool.
But something like last Romanoff ball.
And we have the space.
Where
you know?
Everybody would dress up in, let's say, turn of the century outfits.
So we have
how
not
cool
had
would
anything
that
big in a long
well, I mean,
time.
How cool, and then have the
yeah.
orchestra playing all these waltzes and
yes.
things. Oh my gosh.
That would
right?
be very cool. Yeah.
I mean, these are all things that are turning
yep.
you know, all these.
And we
all
have
the mind
venue.
Wheels.
We have the space.
Yep.
Yeah. We can make any food happen. Not your ordinary concession or orchestra.
You know,
we need T-shirts that say that.
Yeah, right? I mean, just trying to figure out how to put it together or the logistics of it, you know, when to make sure we have enough music to rehearse
mm-hmm.
for it, because you would have to do it for a whole night of dance and
right.
dinner, right?
But maybe you could have some guests. A few guests come in, play
True.
A little bit. You know, my favorite piano. I know that piano's a lot of money to get there, but, oh, gosh, I love it. I love the piano. The we've got a band called Sid. Sid is at the Alligator Reef Club this 16th. I'm surprised that there's so much going on August 6th, on June 16th, being a Father's
Day. It's Father's Day, right?
Yeah. Lots of places to go.
Maybe every father's being taken out for dinner.
So, you know, Mother's Day is the biggest day of the year in restaurants.
Right.
The only thing coming close is Valentine's Day. And then, of course, you have Father's Day because people take their fathers out. Probably not like mothers. They probably get breakfast or thrown a bone. I don't know. My dad hated eating out. He could have cared less if he ever went out. But we've got Space Coast Harley Davidson. They're doing something for the dads. And
we talked about this last time. They're starting to do a lot of things.
They're starting to do. Right? So there is something really Space Coast Harley Davidson. They're going to be doing more. They've got that land that's next to Bass Pro Shop and out there. Lots of concerts going on. They've got sort of like a promoter type thing that does those concerts over there. So I'm hoping that they're going to take on more of their stuff because when they do things in their parking lot, they're great. Mm. When it's not them, I think it sort of just gets away from the whole thing. So I hope that they can bring that together. If you're listening, sorry, I just put my two cents in. But I want to pull up because I want to be accurate here for the Space Coast Harley, because this weekend they've got their they've got their Saturday at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. their Barbecue Mania.
Mania. Okay.
Barbecue Mania. And there's two barbecues in town this weekend, which I don't mind that there's lots of things going on at the same time because we got a whole lot of people that live here. They can't all be in one place. But this is the Barbecue Mania. This event is by Space Coast Harley-Davidson. So they're doing it themselves, which I have to tell you, they do a great event.
On their property.
And that's at 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay, Florida, 32905. Loads of people going Saturday from 11 to 5. Barbecue Mania at the Space Coast Harley. Also, let me just tell you while we're in here that they're also doing on Saturday, June 22nd, they're doing an open house ride clean, ride hard. This is another event by Space Coast Harley Davidson. Same place, American Highway. I think they're featuring, they've got food trucks. Honey Plus 2 is going to be there. Wings and Things. So good events they're putting on there. And I got to tell you, they're all day events. Come out and enjoy the live performance of Hyper Sonya from 11 to 4. As a special for all of the dads, Brevard Blade Renewal will have a station set up to sharpen any of your knives. Oh, there you go, dads. Mm-hmm. Come sharpen your knives. Come sharpen your knives in case you have daughters that are dating. They'll have a station set up to sharpen any knife that needs attention. Bring your pocket or your favorite kitchen knives with you. Take it home, ready for summer grilling. The food trucks will be off the hook, and lots of fun things to do at the Space Coast Harley Davidson. Have you been out there yet?
I have not. I mean, I drive past it. If you're on 95,
you
can throw
kids.
A rock at it.
I have kids, so that's become one of those things that it's let me, because you would not think with kids you'd be going to Space Coast Harley-Davidson,
right.
And now you are. I mean, they have something going on every single week. I'm just going to put this out there. If you want to buy a Harley-Davidson and you're in, say, Georgia, because we're going to talk about Georgia in a second, they'll fly you in. They'll fly you in to buy a motorcycle.
Really?
Yes. And I found that very interesting. So... No, Space Coast Harley-Davidson is really becoming part of the community. They're doing a lot of events for young, small, tall, old, everybody.
Good.
Covers us. Georgia. Let's just talk Georgia. So it's funny because one of my friends, Jennifer, I introduced her to people, and she has a Georgia peach. She has a Georgia peach tattooed on her arm, for God's sake. When she reaches her hand out to shake your hand, you see a Georgia peach.
Bless her heart.
The accent is 100% Georgia
Bless
peach.
Bless her heart.
Okay? Bless her heart. She says that.
Y'all bet.
So people always go, oh, where are you from? I just laugh. I'm like, not from here. She's not from here. But anyways, didn't mean to get off the the topic we were talking about, but the Merritt Square Mall is having their Georgia Peaches sales event. It's going to be June 16th from 2 to 3:30. Now, you know, when I talk to the people that want me to say things on here, I say, well, tell me something, you know, that really will stick out to everybody. Tell me something different. Tell me something I don't know. They said these are going to be the best peaches for, from years. Better than any other year.
Guess what? I was just reading an article about that, like maybe 2 weeks ago, that because of the weather, they're saying the Georgia peaches is going to be a bang, bang, bang up crop.
So it must be, because literally you can call this number. Everybody, here you go. Here's another one for your cell phones here. 772-532-4817. You can put your prepaid orders in for these awesome, awesome Georgia peaches. They also have... at the Merritt Square Mall. Let's see. Let me just give you the address just in case you don't know. 777 Merritt Island. It's the Merritt Square Mall. It's in the parking lot. It's outside of Macy's. Georgia Peaches sales event. Best peaches they've had in years. Pecans and honey. So, you know what? I might take up on that. Since I'm hanging with a Georgia peach, I might as well go and...
Ever made any peach pie?
I love making peach pie. I love peach pie. It's one of my faves.
Maybe get some peaches there.
So, you know what? I'm all about having the best peach I ever had, because they were so, when they were telling me about it, they were truly just...
gushing?
They were. I mean, they were prideful of their products, and yeah.
It's weird. I just read an article.
That's hilarious, because...
that.
So my Georgia peach said to me, where are they from? Tell me what city they're from. Tell me when. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have that much information. So I'll bet you, though, that you can go to this George Peach sales event and find out exactly where they're from. But I think I'm not going to miss that one. And I just happen to be free because I'm on vacation.
And what's
the
that
start.
Date again?
Pardon?
The date of that?
June 16th from 2 to 3:30.
Father's Day again?
Father's Day again. Father's Day. We got to be busy on Father's Day.
Get your father a bushel of peaches.
Get your father a bushel of peaches. Make them a peach pie, get them some pecans and honey. Listen, when somebody tells me, and they were so passionate about it, that's the word I was looking for. They were so passionate about that these are the best peaches. Do you like peaches? I love peaches.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So we need to take ourselves, I'll at least go and get some for us, Mark.
Okay.
Because I'm going to take the Georgia
peach. See, if you're going to do that, I want you to make pies.
I'll make a peach pie. It's one of my faves. I'm going to see if I can get that Georgia peach, Jennifer, to go there with me and check out these Georgia peaches to see if they're the real thing, because she would know.
So is Georgia peach Jen, can I call her that, Georgia peach
Georgia
Jen?
Peach Jen. Let's call her Georgia peach Jen.
So is she, has she moved here or is she just visiting?
Yeah, she does. Oh. She's moved here from Georgia. Yeah, Rome, Georgia. Rome. Who knew
right.
there was a Rome in Georgia?
Yes.
So that's one to not meet, but... you know, I better get there, too. Now that I've said it on the radio, they might. And then with these pre-orders, I better pre-order.
You know, there's a big deal German village in Georgia, too. If you walk, it's like four or five blocks, and you think you're in Germany. All the buildings,
so
all the food.
I'm telling you, we were just talking about this weekend, because I was saying.
I can't remember the name.
I was with
the
Georgia Peaches family over here at the Pride Fest.
Georgia Peach
here
again.
Yeah, Georgia Peach again. And I was talking about Epcot. And I said, I love the German restaurant because it's community style eating.
Yep.
You eat at a table with whatever, 20 people, and talk about music in a restaurant. They've got those alpine horns.
That,
I don't know what they are, but they're so cool sounding.
And if you eat very slowly, you could catch the show twice. I've done it. Eat really slow.
No, you don't have to tell me to eat slow, because I spend the whole evening and night in there, and they have to kick me out, because the reason I go, not only for the food and the music, they have yards of ale.
Yes, they do.
And for those that don't know what a yard of ale is, a yard is 36 inches. This thing's 36 inches long. It's a glass. I hate to tell you, it looks like a bong.
Yeah, it has a big bulb at the end.
It's got a big bowl at the bottom of it, and the beer goes in there, and you flip it up and you have to turn it while you're drinking. Otherwise, it drowns you.
Right.
So we were just talking about this with my Georgia Peaches family, and then he started talking about a German restaurant, and he did not tell me it was in Rome. But see, maybe I should have listened a little better.
No, it's not in Rome, but it's actually a German village. The people are dressed as if it's turn of the century. All, I mean, food,
And
lodging,
I'm from a place
everything.
Like that, you know, because in outside of Detroit, it's like the Flint, it's Frankenmuth. Frankenmuth, Florida. Not Frankenmuth, Florida. Frankenmuth, Michigan. When you go there, everything looks Bavarian. All the housing looks like you're in Germany. Zender's Chicken, famous place. You can't not go there. There's the Bavarian Inn. It's the hotel that you stay at. Mm-hmm. All the little, even little gas stations you stop at, it's like being in Germany. I've never been to Germany, but I would imagine that that's the whole German thing. But the whole town is German themed, and they have one of the biggest open year round Christmas shops called Bronner's Christmas Store or whatever. Yes, all year round. So I love the whole German thing.
Yeah, I was in Germany for Christmas maybe 4 years ago.
That's so
cool.
Oh my
gosh, the Christmas villages.
See, and Sherry lived in Worms, Germany for 5 or 6 years, so that was on our bucket list. Not going to happen
those
now.
Things in Georgia. By the way, so GPJ, Georgia Peach Gin.
Georgia Peach Gin.
GPJ.
GPJ, if you're listening out
right.
there, Mark's just named you GPJ.
So is she going to get is she going to get an orange Jen. On? The other
for
in Florida.
Oh yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know what? I think that would be a good idea since she's George Peach. Now she's in the Florida Orange
so
area.
She could say, "Aren't you glad I live here now?" Oh God!
Oh God! We're not gonna bring him back. fellow listeners here. Mark, we can be here because of the Melbourne Seafood Station.
Yeah.
And they're frying food now. At the
oh, really?
Melbourne Seafood Station on US-1 near the auditorium. You can go in there and get fried fish, fried shrimp,
really?
All kinds of fried stuff, and that's going off really, really well. They still have their $9.95 lunches. You guys, I don't just have them because they, you know, because Nick Moon, who owns there, says, Kim, I'll pay for your show and do whatever. I have them because I turn down as many commercials because if it's not something I don't believe in, I'm not talking
sure.
about it. And but I think it is the best value for your money in the whole town because McDonald's now for a Big Mac and fries is $10, just under $10. I'm telling you, it's terrible. And $9.95 gets you lunch with a drink, a side. It's a great value
for
your money.
The whole address for that? I know it's Melbourne.
So everybody can find a Melbourne Seafood Station because there's one in Vieira by the avenues. There's one over off of Palm Bay Road near Walmart. And then, of course, there's the one downtown in, you know, right there at US 1. We love Melbourne Seafood Station, Danny. It is good and the best value for your money. Mark, are you going to make it on time tonight to get back there and be all ready and dressed?
Yeah. You can't see under my clothes. I might be partially dressed already.
That's what I do. Chef jackets, they go in two directions because you can be dirty on one side and you just flip them on the other side. People don't know that.
That's what we do.
If you have a day,
we have double duty.
That's right.
Right?
Take off. That's right. And believe me, I have double duty a lot. Today, had an employee call out, so I had to go into work and... on my Tuesday's my day off. So see, it's still happening here in America. We still have, you know, where we get called where we have to work. I don't want to. I'm retired. I'm supposed to be retired. I'm trying. I just want to do my events.
There's no such thing.
What would you be doing if you weren't doing what you are now? Was there anything else?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I
mean, do you take vacations? Do you get to go away?
Well, we
is there
we try
anywhere
to,
you haven't been that you want to go to? No bucket list.
I want to. Well, I do want to go back to Vienna for sure. But you know, we were up in New York for 10 days and going to concerts, seeing shows. I mean,
any good food?
Yeah, there's a place called Five Napkin.
Five Napkin.
Yeah.
Five Napkin. Is this a dining?
It's in Manhattan. Oh,
no.
It's a glorified hamburger joint. It's okay. But let me tell you something. Oh, my gosh. We ate at Joe Regan's big restaurant in Restaurant Row there. I can't think of the last name. Joe.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were looking for stuff like we're going to. We had a brunch. We were going to a matinee. Didn't want to have a big dinner, and a waiter there said, "You need to go to Five Napkin."
What a weird name.
We shouldn't come back here. He goes, "Oh no, you need to go to Five Napkin." And there's lines out the place.
Isn't that something?
And it's quirky. And
what kind of food was it?
All sorts of gourmet type hamburgers, and that's okay. The main thing. But
so the burger thing is really going a little crazy, I think. And of course, next year I'm competing in that burger thing over at Wickham Park. They have the burger showdown and all that. I'm going to compete. This whole smash burger thing.
Oh, that's why is that such a big thing?
I don't know. I don't want to eat a smash burger. You can see through half of them. Well, they have holes in them, for God's sake, and then they pile them on top of each other. It's like eating the stuff you scrape off the grill. So
no, people love them.
So I'm going to put it out there. So every attorney, go ahead and get ready, because I know I'm going to get sued, but I welcome that. I'm all ready for it, because I saw my attorney first, because we are opening in the next, before, well, 1 month, Three Girls Burgers, because it only takes three women to do Five Guys' job. And so I've just put it out there for everybody that wants to sue me for stealing Five Guys.
I don't think that's theft at all. Are you really doing that?
Yes. I just got another restaurant, Mark.
Really?
I didn't think that four was enough. So
some new restaurant just opened. Some place took over.
The Hula. There's a lot of things opening. So we've got first of all, the Art District is really starting to take off.
That new Nomads place opened.
The Nomads, did it open? I don't think it's open.
There's a bunch of people in the other night, unless it was maybe some sort of special event. So, but is there enough
nightlife parking?
Is there enough nightlife traffic to...
I got to tell you, it's my new hangout. I don't go downtown anymore. One, I live right there, you know, across the bridge.
Right, me too.
So I come right off the island and go right down the hill. The problem's parking.
Right.
I hope they're going to figure that out, because, like, downtown Melbourne figured it out that they needed to put that parking structure in that garage up, and they did.
Right.
And
so where do you go when you go across?
So I cross, okay, a typical night for Kim, okay, I go across the bridge. There's Pineapples. Okay, it's okay. It depends on who's playing to on the second floor, because it's three floors. You can go up there and you can see the ocean. That's always cool. There's usually some kind of band or some comedy or something cool going in on the second floor. And they've got decent food on the bottom. I don't go there a lot. I do go to FM Pizza. I think it's one of the...
I've heard lots of good things.
You know what? I always say, I never say the best pizza, because pizza's personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's very personal. And like me, one night I want this kind, one night I want this kind, but it's a great pizza. Great pizza. It's family owned and operated. You know, their son's in there running it. Their son's.
I like Jenna's over on Wickham Road. You know Jenna's?
Yeah. So Jenna's is also in where I am in the college.
You know, on A1A and Satellite,
mm-hmm.
there's it's called The Tavern, and it's husband and wife.
The Tavern.
From Italy. They're in a strip. They're in that little strip.
Is this
strip
a new place?
It's right north of Goombay's.
Okay.
And it's in that little strip where Nikki's.
Okay, so here's a new, and that's a pizza place in there.
No, here's the whole thing. They normally only have five or six things on their menu, but their menu keeps changing.
So is that the Italian place, huh?
It's called the Italian Tavern, maybe, or Tavern. But anyway, they just started making pizzas.
Okay.
Wood-fired pizza is what they're doing.
I love a wood-fired pizza.
And they only do 12 or 13-inch one. But, oh my gosh, we tried it out last
week.
And
I love
wonderful.
Pizza. I do. I love pizza. Last night we had Bizarro's, the big 24-inch, because it was my 10-year-old's birthday. I think I'm too old to have a 10-year-old, but I do. We celebrated her birthday last night with Bizarro's Pizza. And homemade, I made pasties, Michigan pasties, authentic pasties that people don't know what they are. So a little taste of home. But I love Trivia Night at FM Pizza.
Okay.
That's in the Art District. So that's my Tuesday night. I do trivia. I have pizza. And then I walk into the alley. I go into the dark alley because there's speakeasies down there. There's two. There's one that's a private club. It's called the Oleander. Oleander. It's right next to FM Pizza on Highland.
Okay.
But if you're in the alley.
What do you mean? Is that alley?
There's literally an alley.
That's.
So if you're
where Jones
Highland,
Pies used to be.
Where what was there?
Where Jones Pies used to be, that little
so,
setback.
No,
area.
Jones Pies is north of O'Galley. Okay, this is if you
it
were.
It used to be in the in that district. Jones
that's
Pies.
True. It was.
And then
you're right.
They closed. I didn't know
they
what.
They closed
I didn't
and
know
they moved it right. So this is literally in the alley between Guava and Highland in the art district, and it's called Lord's Library. We've had Ethan on the show, the bartender. It's a very cool place. You go into the library, and they give you the book of the month to find. You find that book of the month, and when you do, the wall opens up, and you slip into this
little... Well, I need to know where this place is exactly.
So... I shouldn't tell everybody because I'm running out of seats. I went there the other night and I had to stand for a while because there's not a lot of chairs. And the, in fact, I had my Maui shirt on. You can't wear any shirts with anything on them. You know, leave your high tops at home, Grandma. You can't wear high tops either. They want to keep it nice. Mm-hmm. But they make the best drinks. They're all fresh fruit with, you know, muddled herbs and different.
So does this alleyway run perpendicular to Highland or is it?
Yes.
So it's there's a comedy club there, that alleyway.
So
there
is a comedy club. Yes. That's the alley. Okay. And you can park back there.
Okay.
Not much parking.
I know where it is.
But that's my little hideaway. I said there's about three places where my kids know to find me.
There you go.
There's one of them. My beach. I have my own private beach. I've been going to the same beach forever. My kids always know where to find me. My brother will walk on that beach all the time and go, I knew you'd be here. And I don't tell anybody where it is. It's my little hiding spot. But so when spring break was on, I put on Facebook, I said, everybody found my beach. It's spring break and they came to my beach. I got thrashed. People were like, the beach is a public place. Oh. It's not your beach.
Really?
That made me laugh.
Why is everybody so literal? Oh my gosh!
I'm like, do you seriously think I'm such a narcissist that I have my own beach and you can't come to my beach?
You know,
it's just crazy.
Speaking of the art district, I really like the cottage.
I like the cottage.
You know what? We'll go
fish
there.
And chips. Wonderful.
We'll go there and not want a table. Sit at the bar. I mean, there's only like five seats at that bar.
Yeah.
Right? We'll sit at the bar.
Uh huh.
And they have Reuben sliders.
I didn't know that.
And,
you've heard it here, folks. Here's your thing for the day. Reuben sliders at the cottage.
And curry fries.
So you know what? I'm happy to absolutely put that out there because the people that run the place are so nice.
Isn't it a family?
It is. And you know what? I was looking for a POS system, and I talking to the guy that's selling it to me, and I go, tell me where you have one. And he goes, over at the cottage. I go, oh, hold on. Call me back in an hour. I'm going over there. He goes, what? Mm-hmm. I go, I'm going to go over there. I went over there, and they let me sit, play with it, touch it. Everything. And then I went, yep, don't want this one. So I called the guy back. He called me back and he goes, so? I go, so thank you for telling me where that was because that would
but
never
it was nice
be
that
able
they
to
let
keep
you
up
just
with
do
me.
All that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's Reuben sliders and it's on a longer type. It looks like a miniature hoagie roll.
Oh, I might have to do that tonight.
And
that
but
sounds
the
wonderful.
Curry fries.
It sounds fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh, my
goodness. So there's a place similar that. The Pig and Whistle in Cocoa that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
Yes.
With shepherd's pie.
Yes.
And, so I like places like that.
I make shepherd's pie.
So, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a peasant dish.
I do. Well,
yeah.
I'm a peasant.
I love peasant dishes. You're a peasant.
And
you heard
I,
it here.
I mix,
Mark's a peasant.
I mix lamb and ground beef.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the huge.
Yep.
Do you go anywhere else in the art district then? So we just did... bartender, we were kicking off the Melboom, which is our big fireworks in Melbourne at the Front Street on, of course, the 4th of July. I'll be doing food and beverage that day.
Okay.
And in the meantime, you're going to see me show up maybe in the art district in different places doing a kickoff.
You know, IBC is a little bit of a hangout for the musicians from Melbourne Community Orchestra.
Is it?
Well,
good to know.
Our Thursday night rehearsal goes from 6:30 to 9:00.
Okay.
People hightail it over there because they're only open till 10 on a Thursday night.
Okay. You know, don't you find, because you guys get done late, there's nothing open. There's nothing in our town open except for Masa. So I go to Masa.
You know what?
Because
else
we get out of work at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
The new place over at on Beachside, where
it's the
Little
Tonic
Joe's 2 used to be.
Tonic, no, and whatever.
Tonic and Tide is one.
Tonic and Tide.
But no, this is farther north. It's where the Little Dose restaurant used to be.
Little Dose. Okay, what is that one called?
It's a place that they have a place up in Cocoa Beach also.
Okay, so
it's open, and they're open really late, and there's always music there. But let me tell you something.
Good to know.
Every time I drive by there, 10:30, 11 o'clock, it's still hopping.
Is that right?
People eating outside and everything.
Because I always said that if somebody stayed open, you know, Ichabod's, you can go in Ichabod's in Indy Atlantic, but no, there's nowhere to get, like, you know, at 9 o'clock at night. Not that I want to be eating at 9, but a lot of times I haven't eaten all day.
Well, okay, this happened the other night. It was after 9 o'clock. It was Sunday. Because we do our,
oh yeah, there's nowhere to eat.
We do our dress rehearsal on a Sunday, so we were hoping to hit Quesadores there on
O'Galley.
On O'Galley.
How do you like that? I love there.
I
love there too.
I love it.
It's different.
Yes.
It's not your,
I love it.
It's not your usual.
I love their
Mexican
guac. They make at your table.
Yes.
So anyway, it was 9 o'clock and they're closing, so we just hung a left on A1A and went north and went to Jalisco, right there in front of Lowe's. There, it's another Mexican place.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And they were
That's
open.
The one that used to be on Wickham Road. I used to really love there because I loved their coleslaw, and then they got rid of it, so I'm boycotting.
They were open until 10, and we went there, and you know something? It was really good. That's where we used to go before the place opened up.
Is that Fiasco, whatever?
Yeah. It's in front of Lowe's in that.
Yep, I know exactly where it is. So Danny's giving us the peace sign. That I get the peace sign before the finger.
I normally don't see that many fingers up at the same time.
I've got one more thing. This is the Intercoastal Brewing Company. They're with the Apple Butter Express. This is 652 East O'Galley Boulevard in that art district. They're having their this is an annual, I believe it's their third Bacon Beer Bash.
Yep.
And that's on June 15th, Saturday, from 11 to 1. The Intercoastal is an awesome place to go.
If you go there, on a Thursday night, you might see members of MCO. That's the go-to place.
And you've heard then about the beer, the Bacon Beer Fest, because what's better than bacon and beer together? I know there used to be a little place called Siegel's that served a beer with a strip of bacon in it. It was like candied bacon.
There you go.
So what's better than bacon
Before
and beer?
Before you sign off, when are we doing our tour of restaurants and music?
You know what? I'm ready to do it anytime you're ready. We can just make our schedule for it, and we'll make sure
Thursdays
that we go
Well, my Thursdays will be
to...
free for 5 weeks now because we go on hiatus.
And I still love Scott's on 5th for the music so far. Right. I haven't found one better than that. Listen, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Send your questions and concerns and tell me how terrible I'm doing. I'm all right with corrective criticism, too. But, Mark, thank you for coming. We've got Maestro Mark and myself are going to be at the auditorium tonight, Melbourne Auditorium, tonight and tomorrow night. Great music, great food. Make sure you come in, say hi to both of us, wave at the band, and I'm hoping to see you there tonight. Mark, thank you for coming on the show again. I'll see you next month.
Absolutely, before every concert.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.